You're listening to New Technia. Scientists replaced one atom without rebuilding the molecule. Drug hunters could gain a faster shortcut. Chemists have developed a one-step reaction that replaces boron with carbon inside a molecular ring while preserving the group attached to it. The method could make drug candidate comparisons faster and cleaner, but it has so far been demonstrated only in laboratory chemistry, not in medicines or patients. Changing a single atom inside a molecule can alter how it binds to a protein, dissolves in water, or survives inside the body. The problem is that chemists often have to rebuild much of the molecule to make that tiny change. A newly published reaction offers a more precise route: replace one boron atom with carbon while keeping the rest of the structure, including the group attached to that atom, in place. The 30-second summary. What happened? Researchers demonstrated a one-operation method that converts boron-containing aromatic rings into carbon-containing quinolines while retaining the original substituent. Why does it matter? It could let medicinal chemists compare closely related molecules without lengthy rebuilding, helping them isolate what one atomic change actually does. What is the catch? This is a laboratory synthesis method. It has not produced an approved medicine, proved better biological activity, or been demonstrated at industrial scale. Key fact: the reaction changes one atom in the molecular skeleton while preserving the chemical group attached to it, a difficult combination that usually requires several steps. Why one atom can matter so much? A medicine works because its three-dimensional shape and electronic properties allow it to interact with biological targets. Replace one atom and the molecule may bind more strongly, become less toxic, or travel through the body differently. It may also stop working entirely. This makes close comparisons valuable. Yet a conventional synthesis can change several features at once, making it hard to tell whether a new property came from the intended atom swap or from other structural changes. The emerging field of molecular skeletal editing tries to solve that problem by altering the framework of an existing molecule instead of assembling a new one from the beginning. What the researchers actually changed? The team started with compounds called 1,2-benzazoborenes, six-membered aromatic rings containing boron and nitrogen. Their reaction removes the boron and supplies a carbon atom from glyoxylic acid, producing quinolines, a broad family of ring structures found in medicinal chemistry. The unusual part is not simply swapping boron for carbon. The method recaptures the substituent originally attached to boron and reconnects it to the incoming carbon. The authors call this a substituent rebound process. Their peer-reviewed paper in Nature Communications reports that the reaction tolerated a range of functional groups and could modify complex natural product and pharmaceutical derivatives late in a synthesis. That preservation matters scientifically. If the outer chemical groups remain the same, researchers gain a cleaner experiment for asking how the identity of the single framework atom changes a molecule's behavior. How the molecular surgery works. The reaction temporarily opens the boron-containing ring. A boron intermediate transfers its attached substituent toward the incoming carbon source, then the fragments recombine and restore an aromatic ring. Light-driven iridium catalysis and several additional reagents guide the sequence in one operational procedure. The concept belongs to a fast-growing chemistry toolkit. A 2025 review of atom-level molecular remodeling describes how inserting, deleting, or replacing a single skeletal atom can open chemical space that is difficult to reach by conventional routes. Other groups have demonstrated related edits, including carbon insertion into nitrogen-containing rings. The new work adds a rare feature: retaining the substituent on the atom being replaced. Before we overstate the result, the study demonstrates chemical synthesis, not a drug discovery success. No therapeutic candidate was shown to become safer or more effective. The reaction begins with a specific class of boron-containing rings, so it is not a universal atom replacement tool for arbitrary molecules. The reported protocol uses an iridium photocatalyst, acids, oxidants, and chlorinated solvent. Cost, waste, safety, and scale-up will matter before industrial use. Reported yields and functional group tolerance were measured by the research team and still need broader independent use across different laboratories and molecular families. What happens next? The most revealing next test will be biological rather than purely chemical. Researchers can use the method to create matched pairs of molecules, one with boron and one with carbon, then measure binding, solubility, metabolism, and toxicity. If the reaction reliably shortens those comparisons, it could help teams reject weak ideas earlier and explore promising chemical neighborhoods faster. The larger lesson is modest but important. Drug discovery does not always need a completely new molecule. Sometimes the useful experiment is a controlled change to an existing one. This work gives chemists a more precise way to perform one such change, while leaving the difficult proof of real medical value for the studies that come next. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.